In your face. Up next, Just Shy joins us from London. But in the meantime, here's his new single, Lessons in Love.
Love is patient, love is kind. Love is vacant, love is blind. Lovers lose ourselves in one another. Who knows what we'll find? You started out as my own private Romeo. You courted me from balcony to bed. A single sight from serenade to afterglow. Have we left unsung and left unsaid? These are our lessons in love. Lessons in love. Lessons in love. Lessons in love. What can I learn about love from you? I'll figure it out with you. Erase all the doubt in you. What can I learn about love from you? No secrets. Regretted longing and the rest. I know now that nothing is unconditional. The things that I have learned I'll soon forget. You are a thrill seeker. I'm not a mind reader. Sometimes I don't understand. We're unconventional, multidimensional. I hope that we can withstand. These are our lessons in love.
John, welcome back to 3CR.
Thank you for having me, James. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
It is so great to hear your voice all the way from London. Congratulations on the release of Lessons in Love. What's it all about?
Oh, thank you. Lessons in Love is, I mean, the clue's in the name, I guess. It's all about, I guess, the things that you learn about love from, I mean, I wrote it from the perspective of being in like a long-term relationship. And yeah, I guess what you learn about love in terms of things like the empathy, the communication, the resilience, the good times, the hard times, all of that sort of stuff, but definitely from like a sort of queer lens as well.
So it's your second single released in London, but a single recorded in Australia, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. So I moved over to London. I think I left Melbourne in like April last year. So it's been coming up to 18 months now since I left. But I recorded this one, yeah, in Melbourne. It must have been, yeah, in like the first few months of last year. I did the vocals, yeah, at a studio in the CBD with a guy named Curtis, who I've worked with quite a few times. So yeah, it's one that I've been sitting on for a while, but it's been nice to, yeah, sort of come around to being in the right headspace for putting it out. It's good.
It must be a strange situation where you've released a song about a long-term relationship that was written and recorded before the relationship ended, but it's been released after the relationship ended, yeah?
Indeed. And that has sort of contributed, I think, to like why I've sat on the song for so long, because I sort of wrote it from, yeah, within, with it like being in a relationship, and then, yeah, the relationship ended at the start of this year. So that sort of scuppered, I guess, some plans to put it out a bit earlier, because I needed to, I think, like let the song sit for a while and put it on the shelf until I could kind of come back around to it and, yeah, see it from a slightly different point of view. So the meaning's definitely shifted a bit. And I think now, yeah, there's that other sort of extra layer of, I guess, still having the same appreciation for the lessons, I guess the titular lessons that I did at initially, but now also sort of with the extra acknowledgement that there's this other lesson that, you know, sometimes love doesn't last forever and that's okay too. And yeah, just that extra reflection, which makes it poignant for me, but I think having sat on it for a while, it's a good time to be putting it out.
You released He's Everything before you went to London. That was your biggest hit since Mirrorball with Boy Kelly.
Wow, you've been checking the numbers.
Did that track put the relationship under pressure?
Ooh, good question. No, I don't think so. I think I wrote that song, I probably wrote that song like 4 years ago now, and it was definitely at the time like a celebration of you know, the relationship that I was in and the love that I felt for my partner. So I wouldn't say that it put pressure on it, no. I think it was more, yeah, a positive song.
What's it like releasing a track from London, especially as a queer musician and songwriter?
It's fun. I feel like the last song I put out, which was called Wilderness Into a Garden, that came out in sort of October last year. So probably only been in London for maybe like 4 or 5 months at the time. And I think I was still kind of finding my feet, you know, socially, finding my feet in terms of my life here and sort of finding my queer community in London. And yeah, fast forward, what is it, another 9 months-ish. And I definitely feel like I'm much further along the way in, yeah, finding that sense of home here and finding my people. So it definitely, I think the release this time around has felt a lot more uplifting, and I feel like I've got more people around me as well as back home in Melbourne it has more of like a feeling of community and support here, which is great.
Tell us about the people you found in London and your sense of community.
Yeah, I think the beauty of being queer, I guess anywhere, but particularly in London where there is such like a vibrant queer community, is that I found it really easy to meet people and make friends. I think there's this like stereotype of Londoners maybe being a bit distant and hard to crack, but I think people forget that not that many people living in London were actually born and grew up here. So there's, you know, so many people who are out looking to make new friends and new connections. So I've found that has been a big highlight for me this year, is like I've been able to, yeah, really foster so many great new friendships and to be able to, I guess, then take that into my music and feel like it's being celebrated by some of those new connections is really nice.
What's it like generally living in London in 2025 with the situation in Europe being so precarious? And of course, all of those inequalities of social disparities kind of growing a lot. Like, what's your sense of the social landscape there at the moment?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I always describe like my experience in London as being high highs and low lows compared to Melbourne. I feel like some of the experiences that you can access here are incredible and like definitely not within sort of the same ease of or the same grasp in Melbourne, but there definitely is sometimes, yeah, a sense of things being a little bit unstable. I'm sure you're aware of like some of the anti-trans legislation that was passed here earlier this year, and that obviously, you know, for example, guess generates like a big backlash, as I think it should. But yeah, there definitely is a sense of discontent or uncertainty, I would say. But then I get the impression that is, you know, perhaps on some of the same topics, but then on some different topics, like kind of present back home as well.
Do you find that the trans community in London is less prominent and less embraced, even by our own queer community, than what it is, say, here in Melbourne?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. I think probably the anti-trans sentiment is more prominent or has like a louder voice here. But I think, in antithesis to that, the pro-trans community and like the queer community support of trans people, at least, you know, in my lived experience, is really visible as well. Like, for example, London, like Trans Pride here, I think the march this year was like, it had the biggest turnout of any trans pride March ever in the UK. So there definitely is support, but I think part of that support exists, in antithesis to some, you know, fairly heavy anti-trans sentiment as well.
On the music front, are you writing songs in London?
Yeah, I am. I think having been through my big breakup at the start of the year, some songs have definitely been pouring out of me, which has been fun. I mean, obviously it's been really like cathartic and healing to be able to put pen to paper and express some of those feelings. And it's sort of prompted a different like way of writing for me, which has been really refreshing. So yeah, lots of putting pen to paper. Having said that, I know how I work and those songs probably won't come out for quite some time because I like to like sit on things and then, yeah, life sometimes gets in the way. So who knows when they'll be out, but it's been so fun to really be able to express all of that stuff and also soak up, you know, some of my experience in London and integrate that as well.
So no plans to get into the recording studio in London?
I'd like to soon. Yeah, I think it's just going to be a matter of time and I want to get the writing sort of really bedded down first. I'm actually working with a producer who I did Lessons with Love and Wilderness into a Garden with, who he lives up in Brisbane. So we've worked together for quite a while now and I feel like he gets my musical sensibilities really well. So working with him at the moment on like fleshing out some of the tracks, and then when the time's right, I'll probably will go into the studio here and put the vocals down, yeah.
So no collabs with our London artists?
Not yet. I'd say I'm still kind of finding my feet in terms of the scene and like finding my artistic community. I think this year for me has really been about finding my like queer community in terms of friendships and that sort of thing. But I'm definitely starting to put my feelers out a bit more in terms of getting into the artistic scene. I actually did my first London gig here yesterday, which was so much fun. At a kind of like queer open mic sort of thing. It was just at this really cute little gay bar in a suburb called Dalston, which is I'd say it's like giving Inner North kind of vibes. And they host a lot of like drag stuff, cabaret stuff, like live other like musicians as well. So yeah, it was part of like a little variety show there and got to meet a few people. And yeah, so I'd say slowly but surely I'm finding my people, but no collaborations on the immediate horizon just yet.
Last time we chatted, you said you recorded a few tracks here in Melbourne before you left that you were kind of sitting on. Still stuff in the vault?
Yeah, so Lessons in Love was one of those, and I've got one more sitting in the vault. So I think, yeah, I definitely want to ride the wave with Lessons in Love and give that a good push for a while. And then I think maybe come New Year, the one that's still sitting in there, I'll polish it off and release it. But yeah, I'm coming home in the interim over Christmas. So I think once I'm back in the UK and it's like New Year vibes, that'll be the time to push the next one out.
Gee, you do have enough stuff for an EP, certainly. I mean, if you put your stuff together with your original stuff, if you put the stuff from your recordings with Boyd Kelly, you would certainly have an album.
Yeah, definitely. I think I was actually looking at it today because the songs come out today, I was like adding it onto my playlist where all my stuff's combined. And I think it's pushing like 12 songs or something. So I guess that is an album. And then, yeah, the stuff that I'm like writing now is I'd say I've got maybe like 7-ish songs that are like well on their way. So I think I might try and craft that into an EP like when the time's right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Can't wait to hear it. Just Shy, always great to hear your voice on 3CR.
Oh, cheers. Thank you so much, James, for having me as always.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.